I'm Rick Henson with this sports update for Saturday, February 9th on KJAN.com. In boys high school basketball action Friday night, AHST was a 62-50 winner over Exira EHK. Adair Casey down Lennox 58-46. The Atlantic Trojans were a 47-38 winner over Creston. Atlantic will take on ADM Adel in the 3A district sub-state action at Atlantic on February 18th beginning at 7 p.m. Also in boys' hoops, it was Bedford over Stanton Friday night, 56-51. Sioux City Bishop Helan Catholic over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 54-49. Dunlap Boyer Valley downing Arweva, 62-53. Carroll was a 67-61 winner over Bondurant Farrar. And Carroll takes on Greene County at Carroll on February 18th in the 3A sub-state action. Afton East Union was a 63-28 winner over Orient Maxburg on Friday. Glenwood beat Denison Schleswig 61-49. The Heartland Cyclones, with a 70-44 win Friday night over Red Oak in Class 3A, sub-state action will pit Harlan at Glenwood on February 18th. I-35 Truro downed Earlham 50-45. Lewis Central was a 49-44 winner over Clarinda. So Lewis Central will take on Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln in a Class 4A sub-state game on February 18th at 7 p.m. Nottoway Valley boys were a 64-60 winner over Kemper Catholic. Sergeant Bluff Luton downed Council Bluffs TJ 80-61. Sioux City West takes on Council Bluffs TJ in a 1A sub-state game on February 18th. Trainer downed Fremont Mills in boys basketball 80-48. It was Bussey Twin Cedars over College Springs South Page 88-63. Winterset downing ADM Adel 80-59. Now Winterset boys will take on Creston in the 3A district sub-state game on February 18th, again beginning at 7 p.m. In girls high school basketball action Friday night, it was Sioux City Bishop Helan over Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 70-63. Carroll beating Bondurant Farrar 55-29. Harlan was a 66-35 winner over Creston. Sergeant Bluff Luton down Council Bluffs TJ 59-17. And it was Winterset over ADM 45-42. Girls regional basketball action is on tap for this evening across the listening area in Class 2A regional first round action. Up at Carroll Kemper Catholic, it'll be Kemper Catholic taking on Prairie Valley. Council Bluffs St. Albert plays against Logan Magnolia at Council Bluffs in girls hoops. At Griswold, getting underway at 5 o'clock this afternoon, it'll be Riverside taking on at AHST. And then at 7 o'clock, Griswold plays against Underwood in girls basketball. In a game to be played at Leon, it'll be Central Decatur taking on Mount Air. Also, East Mills versus Clarinda Academy, that'll be played at Malvern. Missouri Valley girls will take on Maple Valley Athanoto at Missouri Valley. Westwood takes on West Monona at Sloan. And another 7 o'clock game pits Van Meter against West Central Valley of Stewart at Van Meter. In the 3A regional quarterfinals, getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight, it'll be Otobolt Arthur BCIG versus Cherokee at Ida Grove. At Red Oak, Red Oak takes on Clarinda. And in a game you can hear on KJAN at Shenandoah, it's Atlantic taking on Shenandoah in girls regional basketball. Boys district basketball action slated for Monday, February 11th, includes in Class 1A at 7 p.m., Corning versus Orient Maxburg at Corning, Afton East Union taking on Mormon Trail Garden Grove, Bedford versus Essex at Bedford, Nishnabotna takes on Heartland Christian. Also in Class 1A boys basketball Monday in District 14, it'll be Woodbine versus Logan Magnolia. Griswold takes on Audubon at Griswold. And Whiting versus Charter Oak Ute at Whiting. The Class 2A district basketball sets West Central Valley of Stewart against Panora Panorama at West Central Valley in District 14. In District 15, it'll be Clarinda taking on Clarinda Academy at Clarinda. Council Bluffs St. Albert takes on Shenandoah at Council Bluffs. And in District 16 of Class 2A, it'll be Maple Valley Athanoto take on Tri-Center Neola. And Otobolt Arthur BCIG versus Missouri Valley at BCIG. In state sports news, Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says his Hawkeyes desperately need a home game right now. The Hawkeyes host Northwestern this afternoon after their postseason hopes took another hit as they let a big road win slip away for a third straight time in double overtime loss at Wisconsin. Iowa is 3-7 in the Big Ten and 14-9 overall. Our coverage of the action begins with a pregame show at 2:30 right here on KJAN. And as the second half of the Big 12 race begins, the Iowa State Cyclones find themselves in the thick of the title chase as they get set for tonight's visit to Kansas State. At 7-2, the Wildcats are tied for the league with Kansas, while the Cyclones are a game back and tied for third with Oklahoma State.
But our guys have been very resilient. We've bounced back from tough defeats all season long. we were two plays away from, you know, being in a great, you know, for us being in a top spot, you know. But that being said, we're not. We found a way to bounce back and take care of business after those tough losses. And that's obviously very important in a league that, that each and every night you go on the floor, it's going to be a heck of a battle.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg, who says team leadership is one of the reasons the Cyclones are in the hunt.
Yeah, you know, our seniors have done a very good job of providing leadership and making sure guys bounce back with great practices and great preparation. And, Corey Lucius, for example, called a team meeting after we lost to Tech, and we went out with a great effort that next game and against Kansas State, had a much-needed win. So those guys have been great. I've been really proud of how we prepared for games. We've had great focus, and that's carried over into the game.
Iowa State is 16-6 overall. Tip time is at 5 p.m. And an Iowa High School Athletic Association official says two high schools are working up what should be done about an obscene message sent by one high school wrestling team to another. The Des Moines Register said the insult was written one letter at a time on the arms of the wrestlers lined up for a picture of the West Marshall High School team in State Center on Tuesday. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN Sports.